Blog Talk Radio.
Staring out into the night, trying to hide the pain. Hey guys, this is Colin and Janie. We're coming to you once again live from Hermosa Beach, California. And this is Blog Talk Radio, and this is the HCG Body for Life Talk Radio Show. And we're going to be covering today, actually, a topic that I got some feedback from a lot of the people on my list. Actually, I sent the survey out. For those of you on the call may know, they sent a survey out this week asking five questions, your opinions on five certain questions, to help us finalize the book and make sure we have everything you need. And ironically, I had one question that I really didn't think that I was going to get a strong response on, ended up being a very high response. Actually, 71% of all the people that responded to the survey said this is something that they really want to get some information on. So I thought we'd just cover a little bit of this topic today on the call and give out some information to see if we can help some of the people that may be in the beginning stages of this diet. And that question was basically 75% said a HCG diet mindset and motivation training, how to get past the obstacles that stop us from reaching our weight loss goals. 71%. And I have a list now of about a little over 4,000 people. Not all 4,000 people responded to the survey, obviously, but I mean, we had a really good response. And so 71% of the people were concerned about the obstacles that stopped them from reaching their goal, which I think which makes a lot of sense when you think about it. Now in hindsight, because usually if we've been on more than one diet in our lifetime and we're still dieting or still looking for a solution to our weight problem, which means that something must have derailed us. So our goal today is that it dawned on me when I was having a conversation with Janie earlier this week that, you know, there's I get a lot of emails from people saying that I've ordered my HCG and it's going to be here in 10 days. I'm really excited and really anxious and when it's going to show up. And sometimes it takes 10 to 14 days. So I figure what a great time to use that 10 to 14 day period to create an action plan for success. Instead of just letting those days go by and doing nothing but being anxious and worried if your shipment's going to make it to you, let's use those days to actually prepare and put in some safety nets to help us if and when we do have some obstacles that arise. So today, Jane and I did a quick brainstorm, and we came up with some action steps that we did and implemented, not really knowing that there were action steps at the time, but in hindsight went back and said what it helped us. And so we're going to outline some of those things for you today. And then Jane's going to chime in whenever she feels the need to. And then we're going to open up the line if you guys have some input on some of these suggestions. And these are just suggestions. You can come up with your own. But doing something and being proactive now or during the time frame that you're waiting, or even when if you're on the diet, it's never too late to actually stop and think about what if and how will I handle the situation. So what we're going to do, basically, we're going to go through a list of 10 action steps that we implemented in our weight loss journey that we found to be extremely helpful, and we're just going to go through them one by one, and then we'll come back and talk about them. All right, so the first one that was a huge, huge, huge plus for us, and it's actually been a huge plus for our lives for several years, was finding a source of peace through meditation. And I don't know, how many years back now was it, Janie, that we got Wayne Dyer's Manifestation for Meditation CDs?
Oh, wait.
Isn't that long?
Yeah.
9 years ago. Wow. 9 years ago, we came across Wayne Dyer's Meditation for Manifestation CDs. He had a morning and nighttime meditation. I think it was 7 years ago, right? About 7 years ago. And really, with the power of these CDs, that the premise is that you can manifest anything in your life, and what you think about, you bring about. And why that's important when it comes to any aspect of your life, but I want to focus more on our goal right now, which is weight loss, because if you focus on the positive aspects of, for example, reshaping your body, you know, having a certain result at the end of the protocol, looking a certain way, feeling a certain way, and that is your focus throughout the diet and finding a peaceful place in order to bring your mind and consciousness to, it'll make the entire process easier. And especially when you come up with times of stress, which usually are the times that people find that they're making choices that derail them, having this place to go in your mind is huge, huge. I can't emphasize that enough. So Wayne Dyer has a CD out there called Meditation for Manifestation, and it's basically a 20-minute morning and evening meditation that you can, once you do it, he basically walks you through the meditation. And I've been told for all of my adult life that I needed to meditate, from every doctor that I ever went to, especially with my high blood pressure and at such a young age, that I needed to find some place of peace. And I just was one of those people that resisted for, 42 years. I resisted roughly meditating. I don't know why. I just said I couldn't do it. I couldn't. My mind couldn't shut off for more than 2 seconds at a time. It was very challenging. And I had, you know, I'd try and I would stop. This is the only meditation that allowed me to do it consistently for years, for year in and year out. And we're talking about daily. And there are some days that we don't do it. I mean, there's obviously some days that life gets busy and I choose it and I make choices that I probably shouldn't have. But you know what? Most of the time, this is the foremost part of our lives. And I can't tell you the blessings and things that this manifesting, that we've things that we've been able to manifest in our lives that are unbelievable. I mean, that'd be a whole book by itself. But for when it comes to weight loss and creating the body that you want, I really believe this is a tool that I used, that we used emphatically, and it definitely brought results. So number one is finding some source, and it doesn't have to be this source, but finding some way of some peace, something that brings you peace or calmness. So when, in fact, the stress hits and you start having that subconscious conversation about derailing or eating something or cravings or whatever it is, that all that is basically is your body trying to get comfortable, trying to find some source of comfort. And if you can give it that comfort through basically quieting the mind and finding a peaceful, safe place to go, and you can do it for 5 minutes, and it can definitely shift your energy to where you don't want to make the choices that you're thinking about. I recommend this. Okay, so one is meditation for manifestation, or some sort of meditation CD or tape or book or whatever help you there. Second action plan is, and we call these action plans because you want to implement them. And if there's anything on here that you feel uncomfortable with, then replace it with something else. But taking some sort of action in the prelude of starting the diet is going to be huge. So once you actually start the protocol, it'll be a breeze, okay? So writing down your weight loss declaration statement and your big why. Now, I've talked about this in previous broadcasts and how important this is. A declaration statement is something that does not contain the word try, okay? These are words that I will, I am, I'm going to, I will and I am are more powerful than I'm going to, because going to tends to still be, well, someday kind of thing. But basically, my example is I'm going to complete this protocol with ease, and I'm going to lose 30 pounds in 30 days, or 30 pounds by the time I'm done. That would be basically an I will statement or a declaration statement. And you also want to add to it your reasons why. If you don't know why you're doing the protocol, and if you don't sit there and write down why, because it may disclose a lot of times that we tend to make choices for other people. You know, someone in our family complains about our weight, so we say, okay, we're going to lose weight. You may be perfectly happy with your weight. Therefore, taking on a challenging protocol, weight loss protocol, and committing yourself to 43 days or 26 days of life change for someone else is going to probably be a foundation built on sand. It's going to be very, very hard for you to maintain. So by writing down why you're doing this protocol, it makes it very clear who you're doing it for, why you're doing it, and what outcome you want from it. And by making a declaration statement, it's basically you're being in integrity with yourself when it comes to why you're doing this protocol. Do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, I would also think, on a scale from 1 to 10, 1 being hardly at all, 10 being I'll do anything, figure out where you're at. And if you're under 10, don't do it. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your money. Don't do it. You're not ready at that time. Maybe later. Until you get to a 10, which is, I am fed up. I am done. I will do anything at whatever cost to change my body. Then make that step.
That's pretty huge. I mean, she didn't say 9. She didn't say 8. She said 10, which means basically that's 100% commitment. And the reason why we say that, we've witnessed people that had a 70% commitment, even a 90% commitment, and that commitment weren't able to follow through.
It'll make it or break it.
It will. So bottom line is that being at a 10 or higher, and everyone gets to that point. If you guys saw my video I did recently about my moment in my closet, where I was brought to tears because I couldn't fit into my clothes, I was at a 10. Okay, I was at the point where I was just done with allowing myself to continue in this madness. So I think that's huge. Great job, James. 10 is a point. So make sure you have your declaration statement written down. This is not something you just say on the top of your head. You write it down. When you commit to writing something down and have to look at it and see it, it's like your word is your bond. That is your commitment to yourself. Next is to start your exercise program the day you decide you're going to do this protocol. So the day you decide you're going to boot this protocol and go to your computer and order your meds from the pharmacies, it's going to take 10 to 14 days to get you. Some people on the East Coast get it in 7 days. But this is the time where action starts today. If you heard my last week, it's anything you say I'm going to do tomorrow really has no power. So once you decide, okay, I'm going to do this protocol, why would we wait 10 days to wait for some hormone to show up in the mail before you start the actual process? So if you haven't been exercising prior to this point, now is the time to introduce exercise to your body. Start walking, for 30 minutes, and then 45 minutes, and then an hour or whatever, or 20 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever it takes to get you in action, start the process now. If you already exercise, then great, then start to figure out how you're going to tailor your exercise with your new diet plan to make sure you don't overexert yourself. So action starts the moment you hit that 10 mark and you say, I'm done, I'm fed up, and you're going to take some forward steps to begin the process of transformation, that is when you start moving your body and getting the action, and moving into action.
Physically
moving into action. Let's see. Preparing your environment for the weight loss success. This one Janie did and came up with, and I thought it was brilliant, that the time that we decided that we were going ahead and do the protocol, we basically looked in our cabinets and looked in our refrigerator and timed our shopping that once we knew that we ordered and we had so many days until the package was going to arrive, we slowed down our shopping for any of the things we would not be able to eat while we were on the protocol. And we ate everything in our cabinets that we had, like, you know, canned foods and spaghetti sauce and pastas and crackers. We ate all that stuff until all the cabinets were empty before we went out and shopped for anything, because we wanted to make sure there was nothing left in the house that was going to tempt us to eat. Now, granted, we have a 13 or 12-year-old son here that had to have his, you know, school foods or what have you, but he had his own separate cabinet. And we have a grandson here that has his own cookies and crackers, and he had his own separate cabinet, so there was really no reason for us to go over there and look at it unless we were really trying to derail it, sabotage ourselves. So preparing your environment, and I can understand that some of you have kids, some of you have small kids, some of you have family members. So we're going to touch on that in one of the action steps, but, you know, preparing your own special space for yourself, for your stuff, if you're the only one in the household doing the protocol, is better than having to rummage through everyone else's stuff to get to what you need to and be tempted.
And it also gives a chance to clean your refrigerator out and your cupboard.
And find out that you've had stuffed olives in your cabinet for about a year and a half. Breadcrumbs. So preparing your environment is another huge step. Let's see. Create and engage support from your circle of influence. This is really important because I've had numerous emails and feedback from, there's a single member of the household that is got the desire, that's at 10 to transform their body. And no one else in the household really feels the need to, or they're waiting for the guinea pig of the house to see if it works for them first. So they're alone. And what happens is that, and I think I touched this on the previous show, that what happens is you say, okay, I'm going to be doing this new diet, this is what it takes, this, that, and the other thing, and they go, oh, okay, cool. But the point is that you really didn't sit down and share your why, that number two we talked about, the real reason why you're doing this, why it's important to you, and ask for support and help, and get a commitment up front. At least you'll know what you're dealing with right from jump, who's on your team, who's not on your team. And you know, when people say yes, I will, or no, I won't, whatever the case may be, but usually if they commit, if people make a commitment, it's very easy to bring that commitment back to them and say, do you remember when I sat down with you and said I was doing this diet protocol and it was very important to me and I wanted to change my health and my life and I want to get off these meds and all that kind of stuff, whatever your big why is, and you said you're going to help me? You said, yeah, and they say, yes. Well, this is the time I'm asking you to help me. And let them know what helping you looks like, okay? For me, helping me look like when I'm doing that blank stare in the cabinet and I'm looking at the cabinet, not hungry, but I'm looking at something, and usually it's going to be something in there that I'm probably, you know, either my son's crackers or something in there, and I'm looking in his cupboard, and Janie will go, so why are you looking there? What's really going on with you right now? Are you, you're emotionally eating, so you're trying to emotionally eat, so what's going on with you? And it makes me stop and think, okay, well, yeah, you're right, I'm just tripping here in the cabinet. So you have to let your circle of influence, your family members know what supporting you will look like so they know how to do it and they can come through for you. But by not sharing your reasons why you want to complete this protocol and how important it is to you, leads people to basically live in your past experience. In other words, if you've been on a diet before with your family members and you quit that diet and you went on to something else, then their experience with you is that, yeah, you're going to do this for a couple of days, but you're probably going to quit. So they don't chime in on yours because they don't want to be disappointed with your failures and they're not used to rising with your successes. So it's really important that you share with your circle of influence what help looks like, how important it is to you to get this done, and ask for the support. And usually the support, like I got from Janie, I mean, Janie's always in really, really good shape. She didn't really have to lose 30 pounds. I mean, the point was she did this protocol primarily, I can lose some weight, and I have some problem areas I could probably work on, but I want to support you in this. And the easiest way to do that is we're all on the same page. Would you say differently than that?
I didn't lose 30. I lost.
No, I said you didn't have 30 pounds to lose.
No,
it wasn't like your motivation was to drop 30 pounds. But her thing was that her size 4s got tight, and she was like, I want to get back into my size 4.
I came from a fitness background, so I taught aerobics, group exercise, for 15 years. And when I moved to Hermosa Beach from Santa Clarita here in California, I stopped teaching, and I got gooey. So everybody has their idea of what they want to look like. I just personally didn't like where I was. So I thought, let's jump on this bandwagon and let's do something.
So, I mean, bottom line is that you may find people that say, hey, you know what, I'll support you. I'll do this with you. And make sure that they all have the same level of commitment because, you know, you can either your partners or they can help you or they can break you. So make sure everybody's on the same page. Next one is to create engage. Okay, is to choose your reward for reaching your weight loss goal. This one is really important, and it actually will show your level of commitment, how far and how real you're willing to make that reward. I mean, some people go as far as literally buying the dress or the bathing suit that is four sizes smaller, is the size that they want to be in, which is four sizes or five sizes or three sizes smaller than they are at that particular time. You know, my goal was I wanted to get into a 32-inch waist pair of jeans. I mean, that was where I was when I was in my best shape, between 31 and 32, and coming from 41, even though my pants said 38, the tape measure actually said 41. So going from 41 to 31 looked like a long way to go. But the point was that was one of my focuses. My other focus, I had a physical picture of LL Cool J that was ripped up, and I said, I want to look like that. I mean, but some people will go, I didn't go as far as buying the 32-inch pair of pants or jeans because my goal, actually my first goal was just to get back into my clothes. I didn't really think it was going to work. I was skeptical like everybody else. But once I actually saw the progress happening, then it was like, oh, this is my next goal, just to get 34. Then it was the 32. And finally, that's what the goal I ended up with. So Make it real. Whatever you're get, you know, put something out there tangible that tells you that once you've accomplished your goal, that, you know what, I did it. This is what I did, and this is what I bought myself. And nothing feels better than, you know, prancing around in your new dress or your new bathing suit or whatever. Huh?
Or your new pants.
Or your new pants or whatever it is that was your Achilles heel that you wouldn't do. I have a lot of guys that were like me that said, look, I just want to be able to go to the beach and take off my shirt and feel like I'm not a goo-ball. So if it's just going, not buying anything new, just taking off stuff, you know, like I said, feeling good naked is probably one of the best goals we can go for. So whatever that is, make it real, make it tangible, write it down, buy it, take a picture of it. Make it real and focus on it, because that's the result you'll get. Let's see, number nine is creating an action plan for obstacles. The higher you get, the faster you can fall sometimes. And this one is really, I think, really important, because I can tell you the couple of stages that a lot of people go through. At least I'll tell you the stages I went through. I went through desperation but skepticism. So here I finally got to the point where I was just desperate to do something, take action. So I was at my 10. I was ready to take action. Then we came across the infomercial for Kevin Trudeau's weight loss cure. I was skeptical, but my desperation outweighed my skepticism. Even when we went through the process, now Janie had more confidence than I did about the protocol, because back in the day she had done something similar to this. So she knew that, a combination of some sort of hormone or shots or whatever would probably help get the weight off. And so she was a lot more confident than I was. For me, I was like, you know what, I'm going to do this because I want it to work really bad, but I was skeptical. Then that skepticism shifted. Within 48 hours, the skeptics will be quieted very quickly, because within 48 hours after you do your load days, you pretty much see that you've lost anywhere from 2 to 10 pounds, and you go, oh my God, this is gonna work, because it's really clear, because you've never seen a scale move so dramatically in your entire life, and it's real that quickly, and it's real weight, and all of a sudden you go, oh my God. So then you get to the point where you're going, okay, this is you're flying high as a kite, because I've got the cure, I'm gonna make it. And you're flying high, and all of a sudden the first week, your 7 days, you've lost 10, 12, 14 pounds, you're just going great, and all of a sudden the ultimate plateau hits, or some sort of dietary error, something happens.
Aunt Flo comes to visit.
For women, where all of a sudden that, you know, the brakes get put onto your weight loss, and it's literally, you're so used to that scale moving, when it stops moving, it is devastating. And this is the point that a lot of people on a stall, on a plateau, which is going to happen at some point in time in the protocol, that people walk away, because they go, oh, I'm not losing any more weight, I'm not getting any more instant gratification. And it's that whole old adage that, you know, if you'd have just pushed past it one more day, the scale would have dropped 2 or 3 pounds and you would have been back on track. But because you weren't losing weight for 2-3 days, you didn't try any of the tricks or the techniques you used to break through a plateau, and they give up.
My favorite is the I only lost a half of a pound a day. Come on. How many diets, when you average it out, you truly lose a pound a day? Really? How many diets do that? So that was my favorite. I only lost a half a pound yesterday. Come on.
A loss is a loss.
Exactly. A loss is a loss. And in the big scheme of things, it's going to be profound. It really is.
Yeah, I mean, it's very true. I mean, what happens when we get into the diet forums and all that, listen to the feedback, or you're dieting with other people in the household, everyone's numbers are different based on their age, their level of fat, their fat percentages, their weight, their activity, and everybody's going to losing at a different pace. When you start minimizing your numbers based on someone else's numbers or someone else's numbers you've heard, what happens is that you take away from your own excitement and your own success. If you're losing weight and you're losing and you've lost it, you've lost considerable weight, and you start to slow down, you get a half, a quarter, a pound, and it's inching your way. What I tell people to realize that this is a very powerful point in the diet. It is not a bad thing. It's a good thing. When your body starts to plateau and level off, it's what it's saying is like, uh-oh, guess what? Your body's telling you, oh, I'm so used to being here, and this is where I feel comfortable. And you're going, no, this is where you win the first battle. this is where the rubber meets the road, but this is where you win the first battle, because once you break through that plateau, you basically told your body, guess what? The fat's up. It's on now. I'm not going to stay here anymore. This is not the place that you're going to leave me, because this is usually the plateau area is where everybody quits a diet anywhere, any other diet. It's usually when you quit, when you stop losing weight for a short period of time. You go, okay, I'm done.
It's a good excuse to fall
and
a good excuse.
But yet, this is where you actually will have your biggest breakthrough if you get yourself through this plateau period. So when you hit a plateau, I would celebrate instead of getting frantic and crazy and depressed and upset. Celebrate that you are now going to break through a level that your body has not allowed you to break through for probably 2, 3, 5, 10, 15, 20 years. And this is the first of several plateaus. It may be the first of several plateaus in your total protocol, which if you have to do 1, 2, or 3 protocols, people have to lose a lot of weight. But if you have to lose just 30, 40 pounds, you break through that one plateau and you're on. That means that the rest is downhill from that point on. So be careful to make sure you have an action plan of what happens when you stall. What are you going to do? Know what your options are before you start the diet. Read the protocol. Read my website. Read the blog. I put a lot of tools on there on how to break through a plateau. So when it comes, you go, oh, it's a plateau. Great. Guess what, body? You're not going to win this one. I'm going to win this one. So guess what? I'm going to go step it up on the treadmill for 30 minutes today, or I'm going to do an apple day if it lasts 3 more days. But I got your number.
I'm
going to call somebody and say, hey, I'm at a plateau. What do I do? Whatever it takes to make it through it, because it's not going to beat me. And if you already write that down, if you know that ahead of time, guess what? You're not going to get beat. A lot of times, and I'm so glad I'm sharing this with you, because I'm telling you, I don't get to share it with people before the fact a lot of times. They call me after the fact. It's like they call me a week after or 2 weeks after they quit the diet and say, yeah, I was doing really great. I lost 20 pounds or 16 pounds in 3 weeks or 2 weeks, but I stopped losing weight, so I quit, and I just quit and went on to buy. I'm like, what do you mean? Why are you calling me now? Well, I just thought I'd ask because it's been bothering me. You know what? If you hit a plateau and it's been more than 3 days, which is considered a plateau, and you want to, and you can, if you haven't used the tools and they didn't work, then call me and we'll figure out something else. Why they're not working? 10 out of 10 times, I've figured out why somebody's plateau hasn't broken. So far, I'm batting 100%. So you know what? No one's beat me yet when it comes to breaking the plateau. So give me a shot. If all else fails, give me a shot. I return all my calls, return all my emails. It may take me a while as I get in more and more and more and more, but I will. So with that said, let's move on to number 10. All right, number 10. Number 10 is as powerful as I would say number 1 or number 2, because they tie together. Basically, is create your own personal nighttime mantra. And this is before you go to bed, before you close your eyes at night, I want you to repeat your dying declaration, which is the declaration you stated in the very beginning of how you're going to accomplish this goal, why you're going to accomplish this goal, and what it's going to look like at your end result, and what you're going to feel like and look like at your end result. And I want you to go to bed with that thought on your mind. I don't want you to go to bed with the thoughts of
I'm hungry,
or with the day, how the day was, or they're stressful, or the kids, or this, or what's tomorrow going to be, and this, that, and the other thing. I want you to go to bed telling the universe and your subconscious mind exactly what you expect from it. In other words, our conscious mind, you plant the seed. Thank you, Janie. Our conscious mind does not know the difference between a truth or a lie. It only knows what you tell it or what you think about. So if you let it know before, when you wake up in the morning and you basically, our mantra, we thank God for everything we have. We go through our meditation, and which focuses on how we want our outcome to be for the day. And if we get surprises throughout the day that were outside of the outcome that we chose, then we let them go and we go to bed reaffirming what our outcome will be the next day. And by doing that, that practice is so powerful, I guarantee you, you will have the easiest time getting through this protocol and transforming your body just by using just those two little techniques out of the 10, because they're that powerful. And I'm telling you, if you're not willing to do that, then you're not at 10. If you're not willing to do that, if you're not willing to basically prepare yourself and tell yourself and see yourself at your end result, then you're not ready and you're wasting
your time.
I'm not mad at you. It just means you're not ready. So, but if there's actually, if there's anything on this list you're not willing to do, then think about where you really are if you're ready. And if it's something that just doesn't resonate with you, that's one thing, but you can replace it with something that does, then amen, then you're ready. I mean, I'm not the end-all, be-all. I'm just a guy that has a passion and has a beautiful wife that shares that passion with me. So I'm not perfect, but what I'm telling you, that I can tell you that the number one and number 10 are indeed perfect because they don't rely on me. They rely on the universe, and they rely on you. And, you know, and they say nothing but a G thing. And they'll say, you know, and G doesn't stand for gangster. You know what I'm saying? So bottom line is, if you just walk away from this phone call with just doing number one and number 10, and really everything in between will be absolutely unnecessary, because you'll be so at peace. You'll have such a level of confidence that you know exactly what the outcome is going to be. You know exactly where you're going to be when you're done. You know exactly how much you're going to weigh. You know exactly how you're going to feel. And there's no guesswork because you've already declared it to be, and so it is. So that is our 1 through 10. 1, 2, 3. Well, yes, you said I say certain words. I repeat a lot of words all the time. Basically, and with that said, that's my thing. I don't know what it is, but that's my thing. But so we've gone through 1 and 10. I'm going to read through them real quick one more time, just the titles of them, so you'll kind of have them back in your head in case that sparks any kind of conversation when I open up the lines. Meditation for manifestation, manifesting your destiny, basically. writing out your weight loss declaration statement and your big why. Starting your exercise program the moment or the day that you decide you're going to take this protocol on. Prepare your environment for weight loss. That means prepare your cabinets, your kitchen, your environment to make sure that you have nothing, or remove as many things as possible that could derail you from your success. Write down your... Oh, I didn't even do that one. Write down your phase one low day foods.
No. That's the fun
part. Oh, I skipped one. This was actually so much fun. I'm glad I read through this. A lot of times people on their load days, by the time they get to their load days, which are basically phase one, where you have to eat fatty foods and gorge, it's called the gorge days, they have difficulty figuring out what they want to eat. And we came back and had a huge regret list of the things that we wish we would have had on our load days, because they actually came up popping up in our heads like, oh, it would be nice to have this and nice to have that. So we highly recommend that you write down in detail exactly what you plan on eating for the 2 days that you are loading. You write it down, McDonald's, triple, you know, cheeseburger.
I'm going
to
Carl's Jr. to get the big
$6 burger.
Onion rings, but I'm going to go in so it's not cold when I get home.
Right.
I'm going to eat it there.
That's because I wanted the Carl's Jr. $6 burger, and we went through the drive-thru, and then Janie was making a chocolate pie. She said, stop and get me some whipped cream. And by the time I got home with all the food, it was cold, and it wasn't as exciting as it would have been when it was hot. The French fries were cold. The onion rings were cold, so... In detail, she's saying, yeah, I'm going to eat it there instead of have it cold. Write down the foods, because literally it's weird that everyone gets stuck and they go, I just don't know what to eat. I talked to a girl this morning that said she was loading and she had yogurt and not frozen yogurt. She had yogurt and something else that was just like an everyday food. I'm like, that's not loading, okay? You can have yogurt anytime. Now you go to Cinnabon or you go to Starbucks and have a triple whatever those Frappuccino, you know, with a Danish. That's what we're talking about starting off your day, at breakfast of champions. So, number 5 is supposed to be write down your phase one load days, gorge days, foods in detail, your menu in detail, so you know exactly what you're going to have all day long for the 2 days, so there's no guesswork involved. Very, very important. And it's a lot of fun, too, because you can, every fantasy food you could ever imagine, what's this going to do for you? Number one, the better you gorge, the better you load, the better you lose. Okay, and it'll take away most of the cravings for certain foods that you wish you could have had, because you would have had it and you've been over it already, done with it. Okay, so I'm glad I went back through that. Create and engage your support system, your circle of influence, and let them know why you're doing this protocol, and let them know what help looks like, and get them on board. I missed a lot of them, babe. There's another one, gathering your 8CG diet measurement tools. I just should check them all. I'm sorry, guy. I missed another one, too. I'm going to go through this. You want to basically get all your supplies ahead of time. So you want your scale, your measurement scale, your weight scale, your food scale, your tape measure, Your camera, if you don't have a camera, get a portable camera for your before and after photos, which are very, very inspiring at the end. They may not be very empowering in the beginning, but they're very inspiring at the end. What do you say?
Send them to you if they're
ready. And I like to have them. I can't tell you how many people have promised me before and after photos, and I haven't gotten. I just got a couple again yesterday, but I mean, I really would like to get them. And if you don't feel comfortable having your headshot in there, just take them from the neck down. You know, that way you're anonymous. You know, but bottom line is, the before and after photos. I mean, if I didn't take my before and after photos, I really wouldn't be here. I mean, at least I really wouldn't have any credibility with you guys, because I think my before and after transformation is a huge reason why I'm getting some respect when it comes to this protocol, because I actually think I had really good results. But I think back, man, if I didn't follow the protocol and take the pictures and do that, I mean, I wouldn't really have any proof. So make sure you get your measurement stuff. I even say go out and get your extra virgin coconut oil, because some people have a hard time finding it. That normally would be on your grocery list, and even in the book we put a full grocery list of things you need to get, and that's one of them. But I say go out and get it now, find it now, so you have it in your cabinet. It doesn't spoil, so get a lot of it and have it in your cabinet to be prepared for. So you want your measurement tools as well. Choose your reward for reaching your goal, your final end reward, whatever that looks like. And if you're really committed, go out and purchase it in advance. You can leave the tags on it. But I like throwing caution to the wind, man. Take tags off, throw away the receipt, and say, you know what, you're going to get in it or you're going to burn it, because one to two, there's no turning back. And create your action plan for obstacles so you can maintain your highs and your lows, and those are your emotional highs and lows. And create your own personal nighttime mantra. Basically is closing your eyes at night and repeating your declaration statement and big why, and your reasons for doing this protocol. So that is our 1 through 10 list or action plan for 8CG dieting success. I hope you find that helpful. I'm going to open the lines. If you guys know how to raise your hand, please do, and I can unlock yours. But I'd like to get some dialogue going. And please don't be shy, because whatever question you ask, there's no dumb questions. But whatever information you share, even on topic or off topic, is hugely helpful to other people. And I'm going to actually real quick add one question of the day that I got from an email I got today, which I thought was really a really good question. And a person wanted to know, what is your real start weight? Or how do you figure out how much weight you lost, and how do you calculate your start weight? And I thought that was a great question. Some people were confused. Is it the weight you weighed in before you did your low days? Is it the weight you weigh in after you do your low days? For me, my recommendation is the low days, your goal is to gain weight, but that is still your real weight. The point is, regardless if you gained it synthetically by eating fatty foods, at the time you're starting this protocol, that is your weight. Therefore, your starting weight should be the weight you weighed the morning after your second load day. So that's basically the morning of your very first VLCD day. Then you can calculate your weight loss from that point on. Now, your 26 days or your 43 days are still counting the load days as far as how many days you've been on 8CG. But as far as your weigh-in date, it is your weigh-in, weight. It is the weight you weighed the morning of the very first very low-calorie day. So I thought that was a great question, so I wanted to provide that answer. And I'm going to open up the line, so let it rip. We got about 21 minutes. Anybody? You're all open, and I'm going to I'll isolate the telephone number and then close the line so we don't have the feedback. Anybody? No questions? No comments? No dialogue? We go through this every week until somebody courageous step up. There we go. All right, what's your telephone number prefixed?
Me?
505-215 or neither?
Neither.
Hello?
No. I have a question, though. When you, if you're already morbidly obese, do you still need to have, and you eat crap all the time, do you still really need to have 2 days of loading?
Absolutely. Tell you why. And this is my own way of explaining it, and hopefully it'll make sense. In other words, your load days, when you're doing your load days, you're actually introducing ACG into your body for the first time. ATG is designed to go after your fat stores and release that at least 2,000 to 4,000 calories a day of your fat stores into your bloodstream for you to use as energy while you're on this very low-calorie diet. The only way for the ATG to find out where you store your fat is for you to show it where you store your fat. So while you're eating fatty foods on those low days and your body's doing what it does, it's storing fat in the places that you'd normally store fat, it's leaving a trail, if you will, for the ATG to follow. So by the time you actually start your calorie day and your body thinks it's going into starvation mode, it goes, no, it's not. Guess what? And it starts pulling your other resources, your other calories from your fat stores. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's why it's really important. You're very welcome. Thank you for the question. Appreciate it. Okay, I got another. Anybody else have a question? Okay. I'm going to hang up. All right. Well, I hope you found something, some good information from that. And I think I have everybody, so I'm going to close out the lines. There's going to be one last chance. If anybody have any questions, we're going to close out the line and end the call early. But I hope you got this. And if you want a replay of this, it'll be available in a few minutes after we close the line. It'll be probably within 30 minutes, there'll be a podcast available for download or to listen again to get those 1 through 10.
And you guys may have something in your mind that would help you. And if you have something in your head that would help you, it might help somebody else that's on the call. So if you have something that helps you get through hard times, please feel free to expound.
Yeah, share that. Yeah. And if you don't feel comfortable on the call, just go ahead and email me what helped you, and I will post it on my blog so people will know. Because I'm telling you, feedback from you guys is huge. And there's a lot of information that you guys can share with us that will be helpful to somebody else. And like I said, we are not the end-all be-all. We're just sharing what's worked for us and what's worked for the people that are in our immediate circle of influence that have given us feedback. And from the people that have shared their feedback, you know, the callers and the email people on our list have shared the feedback. So whatever you share just makes it a lot easier for the next person behind you to do this protocol and complete it successfully. And that's what this is all about. It's about paying it forward. So once you get what you want, and if you help enough people get what they want, you'll in turn get what you want. And that's by, if you reshape your body or regain your health, that is a huge gift, and we want to keep sharing this gift. So anything, any information, any experience you have while you're in this protocol, good, bad, or ugly, please give me some feedback on it. Please share it on the blog. Please leave comments on the YouTube, wherever you got to do it. What?
Share now.
If you have, if you want to share now, you have a couple seconds to do that. But I mean, your help is immensely appreciated. So we will end this call, and we'll see you next week. And thanks so much for being here. And you know, I was listening to Wayne Dyer today, and he says living a inspirational life. And you know, I just realized that, at least for myself, I get to live an inspired life by just you guys being here on the call and being a part of this movement and helping people in any way I can. And I feel blessed every day to do that. So I thank you for just being here on the call and allowing us to share. Someone popped their hand up here. You got a hand up? I hope it's a hand up.
Yeah.
You got a hand up?
Yeah.
All right,
hello,
great.
Colin. Hello.
Yes.
First I want to thank you, Colin, for doing this. It's great. I've actually emailed you a couple times in the last few days, and you've been very fast to answer me, so I appreciate that. My name's Emily, by the way.
Yes, Emily. How are you?
I'm great. Hey, I have a question. You mentioned the extra virgin coconut oil a second ago. That's the first time I've heard of it. What do we use that for?
Oh, wow. Okay. It's a huge blessing. Extra virgin coconut oil, organic extra virgin coconut oil, can be used for a number of things. But number one, it's very good for your body as far as helping mobilize fat. You actually can use that oil to cook with. I mean, the protocol says you can't use any oils. However, this is the only oil you can use. Now, granted, you only can use 1 teaspoon per serving, but cook with, like you basically 1 teaspoon for cooking. When you're cooking, you can saute your vegetables and your meats and your foods in there.
Okay.
Well, one. tablespoons, 120 calories. So 1 teaspoon per serving. So if you're cooking for 2 people, that would be 2 teaspoons. You also can use it as a moisturizer for your skin. It's excellent in lieu of using lotions, because some people are concerned about the lotion aspect, and the oils in the lotion may cause some weight loss, cause some weight stalls. So even though I don't know if that's any concrete evidence that's the case, to be safe, you can use the extra virgin coconut oil for that as well. So and it's even recommended you ingest, if you're not going to cook with the coconut oil, to at least ingest that teaspoon, 1 teaspoon or twice a day, or a tablespoon twice a day. It does have some calories in there, but if for some reason it doesn't seem to affect, it didn't affect us and our entire test group. We ate it in almost every meal, and we all lost amazing weight. So you will thank me once you start trying to saute vegetables in a dry pan. It doesn't work very well. When you add coconut oil, it not only is the flavor amazing, it does allow you to cook a lot of dishes that you wouldn't be able to do without having some sort of saute.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I'm glad I heard you say that. Also, you mentioned the moisturizer, and that was actually another question, which is a concern for me because I am a more mature person, where when you lose weight, your skin, to tighten up. What do you recommend for that, besides the working out, obviously?
You're talking about as a skin moisturizer?
Yeah, or, just like when someone is fat and they lose weight, your skin is loose. So,
One of the positive attributes we've had from this particular weight loss protocol is because of your body is shrinking evenly all the way around, you have less possibility for that loose skin issue. It's kind of weird. I don't know how that works, but bottom line is that your body's not you're not losing weight in just areas that your body tends to lose weight in, and you're keeping the weight in other areas. See, some people have just problem areas that they never lose. Well, this protocol allows you to, it shrinks your body. It takes the fat cells from all over the body at the same time. It's pulling from everywhere. So you actually are shrinking very evenly. So you really don't seem to have, I haven't had anybody that's had that problem. I mean, very big people have shrunk down and did not have that skin hanging out over. So, it may not be a concern. I mean, and if it is a concern, why worry about it? You know what? The bottom line is this is going to shrink you overall faster than anything else, and it's going to be what it's going to be, but I'm pretty confident to tell you that I think you'll be very pleased with the results.
Yes. I'm already in so far. So, but anyway, thank
you.
Oh,
great. You're so welcome. Thanks for the question.
Yes.
Got another hand up, I think, unless that was you. Was your area code 512? Oh, she's gone. Yeah, okay. That was her. All right. I still see you out there, but I guess, does anybody else have any more questions before where we go? We got 12 minutes to go.
Hi, Colin.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, this is Keisha Jones from Virginia. How are you?
Hi, Keisha. I'm great. How are you? Thanks for asking a question. What's going on?
I've been on the protocol for, it's been 24 days today, and
wow.
I've dropped 25 pounds thus far, so I'm very super, super excited.
Wonderful.
My question to you, I'm sorry?
That's wonderful, I said. That's wonderful.
Oh, yeah. Woo-hoo. But my question is, my energy levels are kind of, they're up, they're down, and I'm not really sure is there a way to kind of get them level or get them up or... Because some days I have, like, tons of energy, and then some days it's just like, blah.
Now, are you noticing that, and I don't know how closely or how if you're actually tracking your menu on a daily basis, but different foods have different levels of protein, or actually the quantity of protein is different for each food. And I don't know if you're using the food chart that I have available on my website, but... the original protocol says you're supposed to have 3.5 ounces of protein, period. However, not all proteins are the same. Therefore, 3.5 ounce, for beef, 3.5 ounces would be adequate, but for a piece of fish, double that amount almost would be the required protein you would need. So I find that people that are, have a wide variety of proteins they're eating, but if everything's being measured across the board at 3.5 ounces, some days you're going to have less energy than others based on your diet.
Okay.
That's one day, so I'm not sure if that would play into your particular. Are you weighing all your food out at the same measurement, or are you following the chart?
I'm following the chart.
So you are eating more quantity of protein for each particular protein?
Correct.
Okay. And are you using sublingual or injections?
Injections.
Okay, so you're using the same exact dosage, right?
Yes.
Okay, and what about your activity level? Is your activity level changing on any of those given days?
Yes, actually. Some days, I actually, instead of going to the gym, I prefer to walk on the track. And some, like in Virginia, it's been like 102 degrees, which is hot for us.
Humid.
So,
wow.
Yeah, so I haven't been able to go to the track on those days. So I'm not sure. I have like a small treadmill at home, but I'll do like maybe about 25, 30 minutes on the treadmill at home on those days. But I'm trying to stay active, but unfortunately I can't do it sometimes every day.
Well, one of the things I do talk about when it comes to exercise is listening to your body. And that means that your body's talking to you, and sometimes it's okay not to exercise or not to go to the gym or not to get on the treadmill and just be. So if you're basing your energy level on your need or your physical desire to be able to exercise on days you don't feel like you have the energy to do so, that's when you need to listen to your body and just not exercise. You're going to lose weight regardless. So exercise is an added plus if it brings you energy, but it's not supposed to be used as something that's going to drag your energy. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes perfect sense.
So just listen to your body. If your body says, hey, your energy is low today, it may not be because of any dietary errors, or it may not be because of anything other than the fact that your body just needs that much time to recover from whatever it was you did the day before, or just maybe tired. And that's okay. That's one thing beautiful about this protocol. The exercise is not a mandatory necessity. It helps, but you will still lose weight if you just lay flat on your butt.
Okay.
And women are different than men. You know, my energy level was off the hook, and Janie's, she had the same problem where she had some flexibility or fluctuations in her energy levels.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks for that. That was a great question, though. Anybody else? We got 7 minutes to close out. You guys are awesome. Stepped up and asked these questions. I thought I was getting off the phone 10 minutes ago, so that's pretty cool. We got 7 more minutes. Anyone have another great question? On point or off point, doesn't matter. Just anything that you want to share. And by the way, that 25 pounds in 24 days is awesome, especially for the ladies that breaks the myth that women don't lose weight as fast as men, because that pound a day, you're over a pound a day, really. A pound and an eighth a day is great numbers. Great numbers. Well done. Well done. Anybody else? Okay. Then I think we're going to go eat. And I appreciate you guys sharing this time with us. And if you have any questions or concerns or problems, just email me at colin.watson22@gmail.com. Or you get my numbers everywhere on the web. Just use it. And I'll do my best to get back to you right away. Thanks so much. God bless, and we'll talk to you soon. Goodbye, Jamie.
Bye,
Jamie. See you later. Bye-bye.